You're listening to SBS News.
From the 1st of June, residents of Queensland, New South Wales, Victoria and South Australia will be able to enjoy more freedom than they have in 3 months. All four states are moving to stage two of the federal government's three-step plan to reopen the economy. In Queensland, measures to relax the lockdown have been brought forward by 2 weeks, which is welcome news for tourism operators whose livelihoods have been decimated by the travel restrictions. Carolyn and Peter Upton run a Backpackers by the Bay in Queensland's Airlie Beach, a gateway for travellers accessing the Whitsunday Islands and the Great Barrier Reef. In 25 years, they say they have never experienced conditions this tough.
Within our local region, because of where we're based, 150 kilometres, which had been the restriction, gave us basically no people to capture at all. It didn't even get us to our nearest big city, or bigger town. We're now, there's some hope that the domestic market will stay with us.
The Queensland government is standing firm in its opposition to reopening state borders at least until July, but Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says Queenslanders will now be allowed to travel anywhere within the state.
There's no better time to hop in the car for school holidays and go for that once-in-a-lifetime drive trip around Queensland. Take the family to places that you have never been before. This is Queensland backing Queenslanders, and it's opening up Queensland for Queenslanders.
Social distancing restrictions will also be relaxed in Queensland, with pubs, clubs, restaurants and cafes allowed to seat up to 20 people. In New South Wales, travellers will also be permitted to enjoy a holiday within their own state borders. Museums and beauty salons will reopen, while up to 20 people can attend weddings, and up to 50 people will be allowed at places of worship and funerals. Pubs and restaurants can accommodate up to 50 people, subject to meeting COVID-safe guidelines for hygiene and social distancing. The move can't come soon enough for Craig Donarski, director of the Casula Powerhouse Arts Centre in Western Sydney.
Even though it's great doing things online, there's nothing quite like experiencing art and the arts in real life. Because we still can't open the theatre yet, we can't do live music yet, we can't do so many of the things that we normally do here, because here we're a multi-art centre, but we can at least open the galleries and we can at least welcome a decent crowd back into the restaurant.
Gymnasiums will remain closed, and Premier Gladys Berejiklian is resisting calls to provide a timeline for their reopening.
We have done, I think, what is a good approach for our state, which is an industry-by-industry approach. And I think it would be wise for everybody to keep analysing the data and not putting specific months or weeks on timeframes, because it is very contingent on the data.
In Victoria, the government has extended the state of emergency for another 3 weeks until the 21st of June to allow social distancing restrictions to continue. But those restrictions will be eased. Eateries, libraries, amusement parks, places of worship and beauty services will return to business, subject to a 20-person cap. Caravan parks, campgrounds and tourist accommodation can also welcome holidaymakers. Victoria's Health Minister Jenny Mikakos says while restrictions are easing, a cautious approach is essential.
It's really important that Victorians understand that this pandemic is not over. This battle is not yet won. The virus is still with us. It is highly contagious. It's important that we all take it seriously and that we all act to stay safe.
In South Australia, gymnasiums will be allowed to open along with pubs, restaurants and cinemas. Competition for non-contact sports can return and training for contact sports will be permitted. Up to 10 people will be allowed in fitness classes. With cases of coronavirus continuing to fall and stage two restrictions coming into force, leaders remain hopeful many parts of Australia will be able to move to stage three by July. And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Edwina Guinan, SBS News.